Welcome to Friday night special Rush Hour podcast. Coming up, we'll have a crack at opening the vault and replaying a classic Rush Hour moment from Fat and Skinny's ad agency.
They were good, Jim.
Plus, I'll have another Friday fruity joke, Jimmy boy. But first, JB, tell us about the time you found trouble in Townsville.
Actually, don't want it.
Yes, sucked in.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, exclusively on the Listener app. It's a Friday podcast.
So, Townsville hosts the Rugby League.
Game one, yep.
Game one
Rugby
Origin.
League.
Yep. Only been to Townsville once, Fat.
Yep.
We went to play in this Super 8s tournament, which was about 1997, I reckon.
Cricket?
Yep. And Greg Chappell organised it. It was eight overs. It was a very, very entertaining way to play cricket.
Eight aside and eight overs.
I'm not sure anyone was that entertained watching it, but it's anyway. And we had just come off winning the Sheffield Shield, so it's fair to say we'd celebrated pretty hard because
it's
been a long time since South Australia had won one prior to that. And guess what?
Still is.
Been a long time since they've won one since.
Exactly.
Staggeringly enough, anyway.
Yeah. Or even won a game.
So we had a pretty decent winter.
Right. And anyway, you're on it.
We turned up at this thing in about August. Jamie Siddons was the captain and the coach. And he basically said, look, as long as you do all of the, and we're in a pretty heavy training phase, as long as you do all the heavy training work, you can have as much fun as you want.
Enjoy yourself.
Because we don't really give a stuff if we come first or last in this tournament. So
is it against all the other states?
All the other states.
Yeah, right.
So there was one in Cairns, one in Townsville, one in Brisbane.
Right.
Anyway, so fair to say we enjoyed ourselves, Fat.
Yes, good.
We played in a golf tournament, actually, golf day, where all the jockeys, because they had the Townsville Cup.
Oh.
So Bossy was up there, Muntz, is it Glenn Muntz or whatever?
43 Muntz.
Anyway,
that's what
all
he got.
Of the big jockeys were, Damien Oliver, they were all up there riding in this. So anyway, we turned up to play.
How big is it at Townsville?
Townsville Cup.
All happening.
So, Fat, we go along and play this golf tournament, which was hilarious. I played with one jockey, I can't remember his name, who teed the ball up to hit the first shot of the hole.
Oh, no.
And then went and found his ball and teed it up again, hit the second one.
Didn't know the rules.
I got to about the fourth hole and I said to him, mate, you're actually only allowed to tee it up at the start of the hole. Oh, you then got to hit it from where it lies. Anyway, there was a couple of jockeys. Well, as I say, there's almost a jockey in every group. And what I couldn't believe, Fat, was how much gambling they do on the golf course.
On the course?
Yep. Who's going to get this ball nearest the hole?
Oh, no.
We'll have 100 on that.
Not back front nine.
No, Bill. Just, every shot was gambled on.
Geez.
And I was pissing myself laughing because I've never seen anything like it. And those real high-pitched voices.
Yeah.
And then they're screaming across fairways at each other.
Which
and gambling,
you're not allowed to do, boys.
Gambling with a bloke on the next foot. It was just, anyway. So, that was hilarious. And then, of course, because I don't know anything about racing, as you know.
Mm.
So I didn't know that the Townsville Cup was a big thing.
Oh, Jim, you could have got a tip.
Fat, what I did, though, was get tickets to the real good marquee.
Yes, of course. You wouldn't be in the outer of
Townsville.
I
wanted to be in the real good spot. So whoever it was, Muncie, whoever was the bloke playing with us, said, look, I'll look after you, get you real good tickets into the
Muncie.
Real good marquee.
He's tiny, Muncie.
Oh, about
tiny.
He would walk under this desk.
He would.
Anyway, so Bluey and I, fair to say, got the good tickets. We're in Townsville. Not much to do in Townsville, Fat, so we go out to the Townsville Racecourse, and we got the real good tickets into the best of the marquees.
Yes.
Marquee. So, fair to say we had a couple of pots.
We had to enjoy
yourself. Well, of course you did, Bill.
Yeah.
And then...
Were you punting?
Probably a couple more.
Good.
And then probably after that...
A few more. A
couple more, because you're there for five. It's a bit like the birdcage.
Yeah.
You're there for five, 6 hours.
Did you actually have a bet?
And it's hot.
And it's hot.
Hot.
So I reckon, probably add a few.
Right. Good boy.
To the point where
he and I
are enjoying ourselves.
No, you're pissed.
Anyway.
If you've had more than three, you're pissed.
Phone rang.
Oh. Don't tell me.
Bluey's looking at me going, who's that? I said, I don't know. Answered the phone.
Yep.
Team manager.
Oh, no.
Where are you?
Not.
I said, what do you mean, where are you?
Mm.
We're at the races. He goes, game starts in an hour and a half.
Oh, no. You were playing. Well, you didn't know you were playing.
Forgot.
You forgot.
We forgot.
You just forgot.
That we had a game on.
Come on, Jim. And you're pissed.
But had a few.
No, I had a few. You didn't play.
Turned
Please tell
up,
me. No,
Bill,
you did not.
To play in this game geez. And fair to say, I'm not sure I performed at my absolute sharpest.
Probably batted well.
I reckon Blue just said. I can't remember. Wow. But, Bill, because it was a tournament over a week, you just we just forgot that day we
just
had a
forgot. So you're on the piss.
Just
Townsville Cup.
Bill.
And you're playing that day.
And we only had 12 blokes.
Oh, gee.
And the 12th bloke was Peter McIntyre, who should never play in that form of a game in his life.
Did you actually bat?
But, Bill, we both played, and I have no recollection of what happened.
Jeez.
All I remember thinking is, probably shouldn't get out.
No.
So, what are we, 24 years later?
Plenty of children.
It's got out.
Now it's got out that we weren't probably.
At
we
your
just
best.
Didn't know, Bill.
You weren't at your best.
We just didn't know that the game was on.
It's an honest mistake.
Jim, I wouldn't tell anyone that.
Well, I'm not going to.
No.
It's a rush hour. JB and Bill on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And she says, Patty, what's happened? Patty said, oh, you won't believe it.
So not only a woeful accent, but you've stopped halfway through.
Triple M. What we're going to do right here is go back. The Rush Hour's Friday Flashback.
We did step back in time.
June 28, 2017.
Fat and skinny.
Yeah.
That's it. The ad agency, and we're putting out some of our finest stuff. Dave's on the line, of course. He's Mighty Power Wash, now called Overnight Brazilian.
That's it, Jim.
And what we've done is we've given him an on-hold message. This is a company, by the way, that clean residential properties like pavers and driveways and pool coping and all that sort of stuff. Do an amazing job. When they leave, the thing's absolutely like it's just been put down.
Yeah.
But, Bill, finding it hard in the winter months, bit slower.
Yeah.
So Overnight Brazilian now out of Mighty Power Wash. I think he'd be happy with that as we welcome him to the show, Dave.
G'day, boys. How you doing?
What do you think of the rebranding?
Mate, I absolutely love it. I can see where you're going with it, and I'm loving it. It's I've got to just expand my horizons. I'm hearing you.
Yeah. All right. Now, what we'd played before, which you mightn't have heard, was the on-hold message. So we'll run that by you again, Dave.
Hi there. We all know the fir can sprout in winter. Things can get a little overgrown. Good thing you rang Overnight Brazilian. After we've finished, your surfaces will look like they've just been laid. Get it? Laid. Driveways, paving, pool coping, they'll all get the treatment. And trust me, the girls will love the finish too. Overnight Brazilian. Smooth.
Oh, Dave.
Mate, that is great. See, I could work days and nights then, so I could clean during the day and then work cleaning on the inside, if you know what I mean.
That's it, Dave. The possibilities are endless for the direction Overnight Brazilian could take.
Yeah.
And this is it. This is what we do at Fat and Skinny.
Yeah.
We take something that's probably four-dimensional and just explode it, Bill.
Is that what we do?
Yep, explode it.
Explode it.
Now, here we go.
Now, is this a jingle?
Ever known anything that's four-dimensional, by the way?
No.
Not until the Fat and Skinny ad agency.
I'm just trying to think, what is four-dimensional?
That's it, Bill. We've brought something totally new to Dave and Mighty Power Wash.
We're going to go with a jingle here, Dave, and I'm sorry about this.
Now, Dave, this is, this is your jingle, and... we've gone.
That wasn't my jingle.
No, that's your on-hold message. We've gone here, Dave, to a place that I don't think we've ever gone to before, and that's hip hop. And I'm not sure it worked. You have a listen.
This is a song about dirty pavers, mouldy pools and ugly driveways.
Boys know winter she gets a little shaggy. Bring in Brazilian and as smooth as a baby.
Ooh, ah. You're smart because you got your own carcha.
4 hours later, nothing's looking smarter.
Maybe it's time for a different plan.
Hey, time you rang Overnight Brazilian.
Ooh, yeah, Once your pool's waxed, it's on to the paving.
Pathways, driveways, they all need shaving.
There's only one place that you'll be a-going.
Overnight Brazilian, that's all you're knowing.
Ooh,
Overnight Brazilian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave.
I love it.
Get off the ground, because that is unbelievable, isn't it? Nice little bit of rap, dropping a few bars with Jimmy there.
Oh, guys, you've actually opened up the market beautifully for me. That's fantastic, boys.
What did you think of Bill's rapping?
Mate, that's good. Mate, put a bit of effects on your voice, and you sound like Eminem.
Well, 50 Cent.
Oh, beg your pardon?
50 Cent.
What? Dame O'Barrett already coming in. Yes, he reckons. Give us another little hit of that.
Yeah. Ooh.
overnight Brazilian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's not bad. Actually, it's better than I thought, Jim. I was writing out, look what I started to write. I officially handed my resignation, but I've stopped because that wasn't bad.
You don't mind the
I was happy with the hip hop.
Righto.
Wow, wow.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. If you can download the Listener app and you can listen anytime, anywhere, like you are with our Friday podcast.
Well, and it's been an entertaining one too, by the way. We've had the Fat and Skinny Ad Agency, of course.
That was good.
That's something that I had to drive the whole creative around.
It's a lot of work.
Fat was. Can imagine what I got from him.
There was a lot of production in that.
Absolutely nothing did I get from Fat.
I could sing.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I could.
You couldn't do that. And then, of course, Townsville races where Bluey led me astray.
Well, you got on the piss.
I'm trying to, you know, prepare for a game.
Jim, you're not a drinker. You would add 4 or 5 or 6 or 10, and then you had to go out and bat.
No, no.
Where's the professionalism?
Didn't work.
Come on, Jim.
Or professionalism.
professionalism.
Yeah, I know. It's been a good podcast.
Professionalism. Now, Fat.
Good podcast.
Now, we normally finish with
a fruity,
something humorous. Yes. And Friday, we let you go out a little bit, just a little bit,
yes,
into the fruity category.
Fruity.
Billy! Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Because you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose.
Just bear with me here. It's a longish one, but it's about three nuns, Jim.
No. This is already not.
Well, hang on, you haven't heard it.
This is already in a propes.
Three nuns die and go to heaven, Jim.
Right.
But at the gate, Peter is waiting. Peter's always there waiting to let you in or out, Jim.
Don't have to explain a joke, Bill. Just tell it.
Peter said, you have to answer a question, get it right, and you go into heaven. Peter asks the first nun, who turned water into wine? The first nun says, Jesus. And the bells chimed, the angels sang, the gates opened, bang, straight into heaven. Peter then asks the second nun, who was in the whale's mouth for disobeying? Some of you wouldn't know this, but of course the second nun replied, Jonah. The bells chimed, the angels sang, and the gates opened, she went into heaven. Peter finally asks the third nun, what were the first words Eve said to Adam? The final nun, thinking about it, pretty unfair question, she said, gee, that's a hard one. The bells chimed, the angels sang, and the gates opened, and she went into heaven, Jim.
No.
Jim. Jim.
No, no, Bill. They just don't need to explain it. Well, we get it.
What?
We get the joke.
About the...
Yeah. No. Yeah. Honestly.
The gate, lad.
Yeah. The apple? The hard apple, was it?
No, it was the hard one, Jim.
Oh, no.
Who Adam and Eve's kids?
Turn him off.
You know that. Oh, yeah.